another one of our podcasts. This week we visited Mammoth Cave, which you all requested. I will be your lead host, Harper, joined by my co-hosts, Mariah and Chelsea. Together we will take you on a tour of this jaw-dropping national park. Before we start, though, I would just like to say that it was an amazing trip that I hope you all can experience one day.
Hey, it's Mariah, and I think it was very fun and one of my favorite trips we have taken.
Hi, welcome back, guys. It's Chelsea here. This place is beautiful, and everybody there was so nice, but it was not very fun. It was like everything was against me.
I'm against you.
Mariah, anyways, to get back to the park, we're going to start with some activities to do.
My favorite one was definitely canoeing, kayaking, and boating. You can go on trips as long as 7.5 miles. They are 3 to 4 hours long, so definitely a little long, but so worth it. The views were also really pretty. I would definitely bring some sunscreen, though.
Yes, I got so sunburned.
Another activity we also did was horseback riding. There were lots of trails like First Creek, Lincoln, Maple Springs, and Temple Hill. There were some rules, though, like you couldn't tie horses to the trees and had to stay on marked trails and other safety precautions.
I think the price was just right. It started at $40, so not so high.
My horse was a little crazy. I almost fell off.
That was so funny. My horse was perfect.
Okay, we get it, Mariah. You're the best.
That place we went to get lunch at after riding was really good. I can't remember the name of it, though.
I think it was Marine Diner and Grill.
No, it was Green River Grill. Do you have memory loss?
No, I'm pretty sure it said Marine Diner and Grill.
Whatever.
Anyways, we went to get lunch at Green River Grill, and I thought it was okay. Chelsea, you were looking at reviews before we went, right? How many stars was it rated?
It was rated 3.5. It said there was great staffing, but not so good food.
I thought the food was amazing.
My chicken came out raw, and my fries had no salt on them.
Ew.
My steak was perfectly cooked.
The price was just right, though.
What was the place you went to for ice cream after eating?
That was the Lantern Cafe and Ice Cream, my favorite. We went there at least 4 times in the week that we were there.
I love ice cream.
I barely got to try mine. I was walking when a bird pooped on it. I got like 2 licks of it.
Yeah, that was disgusting.
I know. I was able to get a refund for it. The second ice cream I got was pretty good.
I love the stargazing. It was so pretty being able to see all those stars.
It was so quiet, we could hear everything.
I could hear the river in the cave. It was really loud.
Did you guys like the cabin we stayed at? I thought it was decent for its size and how much it cost.
I liked jumping on the bed.
Is that why my bed was so messed up?
Mariah.
Oops.
I will get you back next trip.
Uh-uh. You already got your revenge when we were hiking. You scared me so bad.
Oh, come on. That was funny.
No. She hid behind a tree. Then it was nighttime and popped out of nowhere.
I think they heard you from Iceland.
Very funny, Chelsea.
Okay, so the next thing we're going to talk about is the guided tours.
I loved those. They were so interesting, and it was fun seeing everything in the cave.
There were a lot of people there. I think I read something about at least 2 million people coming to see the cave tours a year.
Yeah, and the price ranged from about $10 to $80. There were many different tours to see.
My favorite tour was the Domes and Dripstone Tour. It started at the Big Sinkhole, then passed through huge domes and started at a dripstone known as Frozen Niagara.
I like that one as well, except for all of those stairs. The tours start in February every year and end in May.
I thought the bottomless pit was really cool.
It's not actually bottomless, Mariah.
What? Why would they call it bottomless pit if it's not bottomless?
Because it's a hyperbole.
The bottomless pit is only 200 feet.
What the heck? Now it's not even cool.
Did you at least like the Frozen Niagara rock formations?
Now those are really cool. Those aren't fake, right?
No, Mara, they aren't fake.
You know what I hated?
What?
Let me guess. No internet in the lodge?
Yes. Like, how am I supposed to watch Netflix without the internet?
You're not supposed to be in a national park. You're supposed to look at the sights.
Anyways, to close up this podcast, we're going to do a rapid-fire history facts about the park.
Ooh, let me start.
Why do you always get to do everything, Mariah?
I don't. Anyways, the park was a tourist attraction in the 1800s, but turned to a national park in the 1900s.
Wasn't it made a national park by a group of public citizens?
Yeah, does that mean we could get a group of friends and make anything in national park?
Not necessarily.
That would be pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of the most famous tour guides a slave?
Yes, Stephen Bishop. He was the most famous tour guide in the 1800s.
I heard that they have a lot of unusual eyeless fish, blind beetles, and crawfish.
Eyeless fish? So, Chelsea.
Hey. Yeah, weird.
Mammoth Cave is actually the biggest cave recorded in the world.
In the world?
Yes, Mariah, in the world. Chelsea wouldn't say that if it wasn't true.
Wasn't there a skeleton found from 2,000 years ago?
Legend says that was your grandma.
What?
Take a joke. Jeez, Mariah.
Something called saltpeter was mined in the cave during the War of 1812.
I've heard saltpeter is used to make gunpowder.
I guess it was pretty useful then.
Okay, I think this is all we can put into this podcast. Bye, everyone. Hope you all enjoyed hearing about our trip to the Mammoth Cave National Park.
Don't forget to tell us where to go next.
Yep, don't forget we've already gone to Grand Canyon Hot Springs and now Mammoth Cave. Bye.